big changes are planned in South Korea. The U.S. and South Korea reached an agreement this summer to reduce the number of American troops stationed there by more than 12,000. That would leave some 25,000 troops in the country, and many of them would be moved south. None would remain near the DMZ, and all U.S. military personnel is being moved out of the capital, Seoul, as well. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from South Korea.
There are three trains every day full of day trippers that run from the South Korean capital, Seoul, the short 30-mile journey here to the no-man's land of the DMZ. The demilitarized zone, 2 miles wide and surrounded by barbed wire fences that separates South Korea from North Korea. For 50 years since the end of the Korean War, American troops have been stationed here. Now, though, after 50 years, within months of now, those American troops will be leaving the DMZ for good. An Young-sul is visiting today with a group of other pensioners. He's come to look out across the 2 miles of surprisingly verdant land of the DMZ towards the North Korean hills in the distance. An is 72 years old and remembers the Korean War of the 50s, when several million people died and South Korean and American troops fought side by side against the communist North and the Chinese. I feel very insecure about the U.S. withdrawal, he says. It's a mistake. Younger generations might feel differently, but for us, this is a betrayal of South Korea by the United States. Many older Koreans, like An Young-sul, fear the troop reductions will weaken the alliance and give the impression of weakness to North Korea, which continues to resist efforts to dismantle its nuclear weapons programs. Senior Bush administration officials have insisted that plans to reduce the number of troops on the peninsula should not be seen as a lessening of American commitment to South Korea's security. Indeed, some analysts say moving U.S. troops farther south will make it easier for them to fight back in the event of a North Korean attack. Plus, Washington has pledged $11 billion investment for the continued modernization of its forces in Korea. Kim Sung-han of the Institute of Foreign Affairs and National Security in Seoul says the U.S. moves were inevitable as part of the global restructuring of the U.S. military. But he says there has been another important factor in South Korea.
Okay, United States is trying to relocate and reduce its forces under its own grand design, strategic design. But I also can say rising anti-American sentiment in South Korea played as a facilitator for, you know, hastening the negotiations for relocation and reductions.
Yongsan U.S. military base, right in the middle of Seoul, has been the target of many demonstrations against the U.S. presence. The anger has come from a renewed sense of Korean nationalism among some of the younger generation. They see North Koreans as brothers, not enemies, and the U.S. troops as unwelcome guests. Another part of the U.S. restructuring plan is the relocation of all military personnel from Yongsan and other sites in the capital to bases farther south. The real estate developers are excited at the prospect of the U.S. departure by the year 2008, which will leave this chunk of prime Seoul real estate open for redevelopment. But not everyone in the neighborhood is happy.
I love American soldiers very much.
Jimin runs a bar on Hooker Hill, the infamous red light district in the Itaewon neighborhood of Seoul, just near the Yongsan base. She's less concerned about the geopolitical implications for South Korean security when the base moves, and more about a possible 30% dip in her business.
여기 있는 아가씨들은...
It will have an impact on the economy of the whole area, she says, and traders nearby agree. But ever the flexible entrepreneur, Jimin has an idea. Itaewon should be transformed into a business district, she says. Businessmen are already taking over from the GIs as her main clients. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.